Okay, I'm done. You're up. What? You're declaring war on me again? Oh, damn it. You're gonna score so many points. I didn't even see you research those tanks during my last turn. I gotta start paying more attention. I was just getting caught up in what I was doing. I guess you win this one then. At least I know I can claim a moral victory. All your civilization does is shoot everyone and run everything over with your stupid tanks. Mine builds and supports culture by giving musicians and actors respect. Watching acclaimed films and inventing computers. Given time, my civilization will crush yours. I know I lost this one. It was still fun. I enjoy spending time with you. No, really, I'm being honest. Just because I lost doesn't mean I can't tell the truth. You're lucky I put up with all of your teasing. If it wasn't for me, you'd probably be here alone. Yeah, it sucks. Everyone in our group is caught up in dating, working, or school. I'm glad we can make time for each other. I don't know about you, but I think it's important. You're a good friend. You know, I've been meaning to say something to you, and, considering how long I've been meaning to say this, I should just get it out. I hope. Anyway, now is as good a time as any. It's kind of embarrassing. Can we lay down and talk? Like when we were on our backs, on the couch, with cushions under our heads, just hanging out and talking? Near each other, but not too close? Okay. Yes. This is better. I can concentrate on what I need to say and not be too concerned about you looking at me or me getting embarrassed. No, nothing's wrong. Don't worry. I just want you to listen carefully to what I'm gonna say, and then you can tell me what you think. Can you do that for me? Great. Thanks. Basically, I think we should, I think you and I, since we spend so much time together, could try being something more. Maybe we should see if we could be a couple. Like, try going on a date. Now that the awkward part is out there, I can just keep going. So, you know how prepared I like to be. I made a list. I'm always ready to get my point across. No, I'm not applying for a job. Do you want to hear this? Then stop teasing me for a bit and calm down. Well, I guess it's kind of like that. I've been thinking about this for a little while. Hell, I even made a list. I had to write reasons down so I wouldn't leave anything out. Number one. This one is straightforward. Okay. When guys would ask me out, I always found an excuse to say no, even if I liked them. So I asked myself why, and it always came back to you. I'd compare them, and they just weren't anything like you. Whenever I pictured going on a date, you were the one I wanted to see movies with. the one I wanted to drag to the bookstore or have dinner with. That always felt normal, natural. Number two, we can go on a bunch of fun dates and not worry about small talk. We can have a good time and not worry about whether or not we like each other. I know I like you, and hopefully you feel the same about me. Our friendship is good. Pretty much great, and most people don't have that. I know dating would change that, but maybe for us it would just improve. And number three, I'm just gonna sit up and lean in like this. Just whisper it to you. Is it all right if I'm this close? To get my point across, I want you to feel what I do. To get you a little bit nervous. I'm going to lean in. And I'd like you to close your eyes. Did you notice how close my lips were to your ear? Can you feel my breath? I'm so close to you. I like it. Just focus on my words. I've been thinking about you. Not like a friend. More like the kind of sexy thoughts a lover would have. When I touch myself, Let me finish. This is hard enough to say without you jumping in. Just listen. I want you to be the one who kisses me. No one else. And not just kiss my lips, but my body too. My hands, my neck, my breasts, my stomach, my calves, and between my legs. Maybe that sounds silly, but it's what I want. That makes me feel good when I touch myself, to imagine your mouth on me, and the sounds I make when I picture it. I think you'd like them. A bit like it sounds now. I can't help but moan. I'd like you to hear that, because those sounds are for you. I think about you when I'm making them. And I want to share them with you. Would you like to kiss me? To touch me? There's a lot of things I'd let you do because I trust you. And I don't want to push or order you around. Do things the way you want to. Maybe you'd like to take this slow and sweet. Or maybe you want to make this exciting and keep the pace fast and hard. You can try things out with me, and we could have a lot of fun. We don't have to know everything yet. Trying new things can be exciting. We are comfortable with each other. We shouldn't feel stress or anxiety. I know you, and I want you. Now that's pretty much all I wanted to say. You've been meaning to tell me something. Okay. That doesn't sound good. Alright, yeah. Sit up. I'm listening. Tell me. What? You and her Damn it. You let me go through all of that, and then you tell me you have feelings for someone else? What the hell is wrong with you? I just can't believe this. No, I'm so close to slapping you right now. Oh, it is not so cute when I'm mad. Ugh! That was terrible. You can be a real jerk sometimes, you know that? Yes, I still want to slap you. Stop grinning that way. It was a good kiss, and I guess I can forgive you. Okay. Ask. I'm listening. Of course I'll go out with you, you dork. No, I can't stop smiling. I'm still annoyed that you were toying with my emotions like that. Yes, I know, you were just being cute. Oh, don't worry. I'll remember this. It's my get-out-of-jail-free card. Now shut up and kiss me again.